Amen. Everyone, this is my brother and friend, Pastor Derek Lumpkin. And he was called about 6 years ago into the ministry, but was just recently ordained. And we were excited to get to be a part of that. Pastor Derek is a great man of God who is still learning, still working, still trying to figure things out. But the one thing I know for certain is that God has his heart. And so he's going to share his heart today about Jesus the Son. Let's pray for him before he does. Father, I praise you and thank you that you are here and that you love us and that you are working already in our hearts to help us be prepared for what Pastor Derek has to share today. Father, guide and direct him. Let all of his words be yours. Let his thoughts and points come from your word. And let us be ready to receive them. In Jesus' name, amen.
How are y'all doing today? Great. Last week, we started with the Trinity, discussing the Trinity. And while they were talking about that, God just hit me with a message that simplified it in my head. I'm just a simple country boy. Never been to seminary or anything, and that Father, Son, Holy Spirit thing just always kind of rode me. I didn't quite understand it. But God had me standing back there, and he said, say this. Y'all repeat after me. Me, myself, and I. Who are we describing? You're describing you. That's the same thing with the Trinity. It just simplified it in my head. It was like it's not as tough as I thought it was, you know? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, me, myself, and I. In the beginning, Genesis 1, we get in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Okay, now we got God and we got Spirit. We got two of them. That's right. So we got me and I. Yeah. We're there now. We jump over to the other beginning where it starts in John 1:1. It says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. With the existence in the beginning with God, God created everything through him, which is the Word, everything through him. And nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and the life brought light to everyone. So now we got the myself. That is the three of them together. It's like, that wasn't so hard. When you jump down to 114, because you can't do one without doing 14 to go with it. So the Word became flesh and made his home among us. I like the King James Version and dwelt among us, because they use the word dwelt in Hebrew is kind of like living in a tent. It wasn't permanent. Jesus knew he wasn't going to be here permanently. He knew he had a short time, so he dwelt among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory and the glory of the Father's one and only Son. I was reading in O.S. Hawkins, and it said that Jesus came down here to where we were so we could go back and be where he's from. I can't even tell you how many times I read that in a row. Just he came to us so we could go to him. Wow. And in the Old Testament, or you could say the Old Dispensation, God came to man himself. God came and made a covenant with Abraham. God is the one who told Moses to go get my folks. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Me. In the new dispensation, he sent his son, myself. Boy, they ain't listening to me. Why don't you get out there and take care of this? That's what he did. He put on flesh. And he came down here. And he suffered everything that we suffer. He came down here and he suffered everything so he could say, I know what you're going through. I've been there and I've done that. Now this is what you need to do. You think anybody else would do that for you? I love my youngins, but there's only so much I'm going to do. Especially after they done got grown. There's only so much you can do. Mm-hmm. We're going down the John chapter 14, 15 through 17. And we get to I. Jesus told us, you know, when I leave here, I'm going to send an advocate. Somebody's going to be with you. No, he's going to be more than with you. He's going to be in you.
Amen.
You are going to be my tabernacle. You're going to be my hands and feet. We become part of I. Verse 15 says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But we do. But you know him because he lives with you and later will be in you. Mm-hmm. Now today we're going to be discussing that myself part of the Trinity, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The whole Bible basically is about Jesus. One of my favorite theologians, Chuck Messler, who actually was a rocket scientist and a theologian, he said that the Old Testament is a New Testament concealed, the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. All the secrets that were hidden in the Old Testament come out in the New one. Everything the Old Testament was trying to tell us is here now. Jesus. The Bible has 2,500 prophecies in it. 1,000 of them have come to pass already. Not one has been wrong. Not one has been skipped. That is the living word of God. Tell me another book that can even begin to say it's that accurate. That book don't exist. It just screams that God is real. I just don't understand how anybody could say he's not. He's non-existent. I don't get it. Now let's go to the only begotten Son of God. This is the most beautiful love story ever written for anybody. Because it's written for you. It's written for you, Steve. Joy, Mike, it's written to you, for you, for each of us. A love like no other. I know my kids love me. I know my wife loves me. But the love that Jesus has for you right now is unfathomable. We can't even begin to know what he would do for us. Where he would go for us, but we do know that he died for us. Knowing the whole time what his fate was. But still, he trudged on right through it. He didn't have to let them take him. He told them that. I could have the angels come take care of this. No. He was obedient to his Father. He went right ahead and died for us. Wow. the scripture tells us the first man, Adam, he's the physical Adam. And Christ, he is the life-giving spirit that comes first, the natural body, then the spiritual body comes later. Adam, the first man, was made from dust, the dust of the earth, while Christ, the second man, came from heaven. That last part of that sentence right there, Christ is the life-giving spirit. Back in 1 John, it said that Christ made everything. He was in spirit mode then. He didn't have a physical existence then, but he made everything. Just more evidence of the spirit. The word gave life to everything that was created. He came from heaven. Adam was made. He came from heaven, it says. He was already here. He's not a created being like some religious want us to think. Jesus is just a prophet, a good teacher. Well, he was a good teacher, but he was more than a teacher. Our relationship with him is the most important part of this. Jesus only wants us to have a relationship, a direct personal relationship with him. Like I was taking back to your mom when you was a little kid outside playing. Come to the house, dinner's ready. The kid, whoever's mama that was, take off running to the house. Hey, that's my mama, my dinner's ready. You know that voice. See, do you know the voice of your father? You know Jesus' voice when he's talking to you? I do. I talk to him every day, but sometimes I tend to ignore it. I think I know better. I don't. But a personal relationship is what he wants. It's more than praying over dinner. It's more than praying when you go to bed. It's praying all day long. Praying all night long. And Matthew is talking about when we die and go to heaven. Some people cry out, Lord, Lord. Jesus says, depart from me, for I never knew you. Mm-hmm. That is not the words I want to hear. That's because you didn't have a relationship. He doesn't know you. You may think you know him. But if he says, depart from me, you're out of here. Good and faithful servant is the words that we need. Well done, good and faithful servant. How do you get that? How do you get to that status? Praying without ceasing. My buddies at work think I'm talking to myself and I'm praying. See, Jesus prepared me for everything that I have here now. I hated heights. Now I've got a 40-foot bucket on my truck that I have to go use every day. I'm looking down at ants on the freeway. Because I have a relationship with Jesus, he took that fear from me. Because I have a relationship with Jesus, he took alcohol from me. He took drugs from me. He took anger from me. Only because I took time to get to know him. Because he took time to call me in. It's like I always say, I hear people all the time say, you know, I found Jesus. No, you didn't. He wasn't lost, you were. You didn't find him. He'll come and get you if you let him. Yeah.
Sir.
Right where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to clean up. Come as you are. His water is going to clean you from the inside out.
Amen.
Everything else will fall in place. I promise. You can't come from where I've been to standing here without knowing and believing that if it can be fixed, Jesus can fix it. Everything that happens to you is so you can help somebody. Jesus made it that way. He didn't say you're my hands and feet for nothing. Your experiences are to be shared. This is how we go forth and make disciples. He gave us two commandments that we can, we keep those two, we got everything else down. Love the Father. He's always told us to love our Father. Love the Father with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Go forth and make disciples. One, if you love the Father, you ain't going to steal, kill, or destroy. All Ten Commandments you got down just by loving. Love your neighbor. You're not going to harm your neighbor. You're not going to want his stuff. You're not going to steal his stuff. You're not going to kill him. Love. Don't believe that that's a weak word. That is one of the strongest words. God is made of love. Jesus is made of love. That's what's going to get us through. Have mercy. Just follow that. Love your neighbor. Help them. People you don't know is your neighbor. I know everybody in this room just about. Y'all know me. I'm going to help you. This is not what he means. These people out here you don't know, help them. That is showing Jesus in you. That is building a relationship with Jesus. This lady next door, she jumps out of the car with a lawnmower. I'm dressed like this. Ma'am, can I help you? Is the first thing, you know? That's what we're supposed to do. Of course you wouldn't let me. Stubborn women liver. But it is what it is. I tried. She knows I'm there. That's what you have to do. Anytime you see somebody struggling, be the first there. When we're struggling, Jesus is the first there for us.
That's right.
If you let him. I know I've done a lot of struggling, and it was unnecessary now that I look back. All I had to do was go to him. A relationship. You have got to have and build your relationship with Jesus. My wife jumps up in the morning happy in the morning. She's been doing this for years, and I couldn't exactly figure out why she gets up. She's the reason I read my Bible in the mornings now. I didn't know she wakes up an hour early or something. She's reading her Bible. So when she crawls out of bed, she's already got the word on her.
Yeah.
I'm all grumpy. I know what it is now. I read before I get out of bed. Actually, I ain't in the best mood, but I was better than I was, you know?
That's right. That's right.
It's love, y'all. Love is the foundation for that relationship with Jesus. And see, which story was it? John 15, the story of the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. You get the paraphrase version today. Oh, I got my Bible back here. I could read it. But we need to produce fruit. Our fruit is our love and our people that we bring to Jesus through our love. Oh, goodness. The fruit of love produces just, man. It can only come from Jesus. It can only come from Jesus. If you're producing fruit, you get to stay hooked up to the vine. If you're not, you're going to get clipped. And the only way to produce fruit is to stay focused on Jesus. Stay hooked up to that vine. Then you just get pruned. So you produce more and more fruit. More and more fruit. And the more you are, the happier you feel, the more productive you feel. It's like, man, y'all knew what it's like building something. And when you're done, it's like, dude, I did that. Man. That's the way it is. When I just give somebody a card that says, come to this church, and I see the smile on their face, dude, I did that. God used me to put a smile on their face. It is so simple. Go out there, y'all. Make disciples. Even if you're shy, there's a way. You have conversations with people every day that you don't know. You don't just jump on them with Jesus with both feet, you know. That's not going to go real far sometimes. Sometimes it will. But you just gauge your conversation you're having with them and bring up Jesus. Bring up church. What do you do for a living? Talk about Jesus. Where do you go to church? That's a good one. Right. That always gets them. I don't go to church. Well, let's talk about Jesus. How come you don't go to church? I don't believe. How come you don't believe? Most times you'll find out that they done been to a church and somebody heard them in the church. My answer is always the same. You was going to church for the wrong reason. Mm-hmm. We don't go to church for people.
Right.
We go to church for Jesus.
Amen.
I tell them to come across the bridge.
Right. Bring them on.
I tell them to come across the bridge. Then you're there.
There's one thing that got me going most of the time is like I just did, I felt told, just flip and I put my finger on it, and that's the word.
You'll be surprised how much that works.
It does. Mm-hmm. When I feel troubled, I point it out.
It's the living word. It's not called that for nothing. Yeah. Lord, I need an answer to this. Well, you're not going to get an answer if you're not in your Bible, one.
Exactly.
That is part of your connection with Jesus. You got to be in his word. He is the word. You're not going to get an answer if you're not in his word.
Exactly.
Because like you were talking about today, right here, Daniel's prayer for his people. I prayed to the Lord, my God, and confessed. I mean, that was pretty short, and I confess. That's what I usually do. And some people might get that as a advice from God or not.
But we know it was.
Yeah.
God uses people to talk to us. God uses the radio to talk to us. God.
Yeah, come on.
I've gotten messages from all over.
That's right.
I've even gotten messages from songs. I mean, I listen to Absolutely. Kayla daily. And I get a message from God every day. Every morning. What do you have for me today? Speak to me. Let me be a light for you. You know,
and it works, doesn't it?
As Christians, we need to be a light. We need to be the light for Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and the light for God.
I got a message in here last week when we had the conference for pastors. The song 10,000 Reasons, when I heard that song 7 years ago, something like that, is when I got my calling. at King's Trail Church, quite right. He sang that song in here last week, and it hit me all over again, just like it did that day. But God said, your ministry didn't start then. It starts now. Everything that I had been doing led to last weekend. My ministry started last weekend. I was just in practice till then. But that's good. You don't get those messages if you don't have a relationship. You hear people say, God don't talk to me. Do you talk to him?
Exactly.
Do you read your Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you ain't going to hear it. It's simple. What we have to do is to stay in touch. So my message is a little short today, but
good.
That's what he told me to tell you.
Yeah.
He wants a close personal relationship with each one of you. You're to go about doing whatever it takes to get you there. You will find life is a whole lot simpler with the Savior behind you.
Yes.
With the Savior carrying you. With the Savior giving you advice. All you got to do is ask. James says you have not because you ask not.
That's right.
That's not just financial things. That is spiritual. That is mainly spiritual. You want wisdom to understand the Bible? Ask him. You want discernment? Ask him. That's part of your relationship. You need healing? Ask him. That's all you got to do.
So, but what I want to do is pray for you guys and pray for your relationship with Jesus. Okay? Father, we praise you and thank you that Pastor Derek just gave us his heart today and that he was just as honest as can be, how simple it is for us to have a relationship with Jesus. It is simple, Lord, but it's not easy. And so we just ask, God, that you would give us the courage to reach out to you, knowing that when we do, you are always ready to respond. So we thank you for that. And Father, we ask that you would help us to reflect on that. For those of us who are already believers, God, I pray that you would help us to think about how our relationship with Jesus shows to the people around us and what that means for us, for him to be our brother and to be our Father and to be our Savior and to be our Lord. And for those of us who are not yet believers, God, I pray that you would give us a desire to listen to what you have to say, to understand that you are real and that you can be heard, and then to do everything we can to find you. Father, help us to do it. And God, we ask that you would show us as we listen to this song what it means to really be paying attention to you. In Jesus' name,
yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, brother. And then we'll do... we're doing reflection now. Just a little time. Just take some time while this song is playing. And then when it finishes, we'll take a little break and then we'll go into conversation.